Okay, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Innovations in Education, eSchool News' podcast on the latest and greatest happenings in K-12 EdTech this week. I'm Kevin Hogan, and I'm glad you found us. This week, we scan the education space to find some new data and anecdotes about how schools are adjusting and innovating now that we hopefully have COVID-19 behind us. Let's get started. First, it turns out educators are noticeably more comfortable giving students autonomy over their learning. And this is just one of the long-term impacts the pandemic has had on K-12 education. That's according to insights from the nonprofit Project Tomorrow. In its annual congressional briefing, the nonprofit presented this year's Speak Up Research Project findings. This year's results indicate patterns across digital learning for students and teachers, coinciding with the effects that the pandemic had on learning. The project is a national research initiative and a free service to schools and districts. Since the fall of 2003, Speak Up has helped education leaders include the voices of their stakeholders in annual and long-term planning. Each spring, Project Tomorrow creates national reports on the aggregated U.S. data. The analysis and the results reporting is done 100% in-house by Project Tomorrow staff. The reports are released in a series of briefings in D.C., and through numerous conference presentations, webinars, and meetings with federal agencies, state education agencies, associations, organizations, research groups, think tanks, anybody you can think of who would be interested in this sort of information. This past year, the CEO, Julie Evans, presented data findings in over 50 conference presentations. Besides the major trend that was discovered about how teachers feel more comfortable giving students more autonomy in the use of technology and following their own learning paths, a couple other trends appeared. Number one, principals are concerned with maintaining staff morale, with more than half reporting it as a top concern among many issues still facing districts after the pandemic. And we see that in all the stories that we've been covering in terms of teacher attrition and actual mental health awareness in both students and teachers. The other big trend is students themselves being more comfortable utilizing school technology to learn and complete assignments. Almost every single category of digital usage in the classroom went up in comfort levels among students. Again, not too surprising, considered it was all forced into their hands and sent home, and now that they're coming back into classrooms, they want to keep it. As you learn it and you become more comfortable, you find that these are tools, something that we've been talking about at eSchool News for years, but now the preaching has become practice. Go up to the top news stories at eSchoolNews.com to find more information about the survey and download the entire report. Next, Dr. Jana Hunziker. She's a professor at the Department of Education, Counseling, and Leadership at Bradley University, penned an essay entitled, "In Post-COVID Schools, Let's Redouble Efforts to Support Students." Here's an excerpt. She writes, "We have ample evidence that remote learning during COVID increased hardships for kindergarten through 12 students, both academically and non-academically. Some students lack necessary resources. In one study, even after all students were provided with a laptop computer, internet access, and headphones, low-income students' school attendance engagement were still consistently less frequent than their higher-income peers. Food insecurity also increased during COVID, partly due to the hiatus of school breakfast, lunch, and take-home snack pack programs. And worst of all, children at home during COVID were twice as likely to experience physical abuse and three times likely to experience emotional abuse during the pandemic than in prior years." She goes on to use the Maslow's hierarchy of needs pyramid that represents human motivation from a student's most basic need, which is at the base of the pyramid, to the greatest potential, the period's peak, to offer a useful framework for educators to kind of put together where their priorities should be in terms of that support for students. Here are the top two. Psychological needs. First and foremost, she writes, post-COVID schools must work harder than ever to ensure that all students have the resources and support they need. Community resources, private donations, and grants can be sought to supplement school funding for things like laptops, software, and hotspots, non-perishable food drives, fresh produce markets, and the availability of personal hygiene products for students who need them can be organized by parent clubs or community groups. Social and public health services such as counseling, parent education, dental exams, and flu shots can be provided on site as well. Next, safety, protection, and security. Ensuring students' physical and emotional safety runs a close second. Post-COVID schools must do all they can to protect students from harm and hostility, both in person and in cyberspace. School security systems, school resource officers, background checks, and other safety measures must take a high priority. School facilities must be free of toxins and hazards. Student behavior policies must hold students to high standards. And school staff members and volunteers should receive annual training as mandated. Now, I think we all know that these things are important, but the good thing about this piece is it really kind of brings it in as an executive summary and makes for a good reminder for not only educators, but also administrators, as well as parents. Give it a read.